Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's CNN's anchor of The Lead and State of the Union, Jake Tapper. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Good morning to you.
Boy, so much going on in the news. I'd love to start with these protests, though. You did a good job covering these protests over at CNN. And, you know, it really hit close to home yesterday where right here in Rockville, Maryland, a young teenager was beaten up for wearing a Trump hat. This during an anti-Trump protest where high school kids just left campus during school protesting. The protests continue, and I wonder, it seems to me, my instinct is that the best way to get people who are anti-Trump to stop protesting against Trump is for a Democrat, a leader, the president, Hillary Clinton, to step forward and say, enough, we've got to stop this. Are you surprised that hasn't happened yet?
Well, I mean, I to a degree I am, but I'm also surprised that Donald Trump, the president-elect, hasn't given a speech at all to... I mean, to be completely honest, yes, I agree with you that I think President Obama did, you know, what he could or tried to do what he could about reassuring the country when he came out and gave his press conference and tried to, it seemed to be a keep calm and carry on press conference in terms of his remarks about the president-elect. I don't know, am I surprised by Hillary Clinton? I mean, she just gave her first public remarks yesterday. I suppose, yeah, she could, but I also think it's incumbent upon the president-elect as the winner to give a more robust speech and longer speech. He certainly hit all the right notes in his meeting with President Obama and in his acceptance remarks early Wednesday morning on election night, talking about being a president for all the people. But, you know, there are legitimately a lot of people who are actually very scared because of remarks by the then candidate, now president-elect, about Muslims and Mexicans and others. And there are a lot of people who don't know what this all means for them. And I think it would be healthy if the president-elect gave remarks. To be completely honest, I think it's kind of more incumbent upon him because
really,
he is the winner. Although I don't disagree, Hillary Clinton or President Obama saying more would be great,
it's
too.
It's funny. I just wonder what he could say at this point that could keep people from burning him in effigy. I mean, it's a tough task.
Something about this being, that nothing's going to change, that this is going to be a country for, a country of diversity and a country of many points of view where everybody who is a citizen is welcome. And, I mean, just...
It's kind of ironic that he should say that, considering it was the guy who had the different point of view in the march who got beat up yesterday. Winston starts barking. Winston's the best.
Mail truck just pulled up. You're talking about one incident, and it's horrific. I don't know anything about the incident, but there's that one incident. There's anecdotes of both Trump supporters and Trump opponents being harassed or beaten or all sorts of things, and every one of them, whatever the violence and whoever perpetrates it, whether it's a Trump supporter or a Trump opponent, every one of them is horrific. But, do you not understand at all why Latinos or Muslims or Jews or disabled people or women who have survived sexual assault or any of these groups, do you not understand why any of them would feel emotionally troubled at all?
I do, Jake, and I hope that my questions had nothing to do with not being empathetic to the concerns that any voter might have if they lose the election. But this is something that we have not seen in terms of protest and violence and riots in the streets, and it seems to me that it would be more effective for President Obama to say, stop, don't do this, or Hillary Clinton say, stop doing this in my name, than it would be for Donald Trump. I don't know what he can say at this point as they're burning him in effigy.
Well, I mean, I think that there are different facets to what's going on. I mean, I think that there's a certain mob mentality that's going on. I think there's also fear that's going on. I think there's resentment that's going on. I think a lot of young people... I think not just young people. I think there are a lot of people who are interpreting the results of this election as, oh my God, a plurality, or at least, you know, enough voters in these five key battleground states are racist and anti-Semitic and sexist, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying that this is what I think. Yeah. This is not what I think. But I'm saying I think that there are a lot of people who think that. And you know, given the tenor of some of the remarks by then candidate, now president-elect Trump, and many of his supporters, you know, I think that a statement from the president-elect about this being a pluralistic society in which all Americans are welcome, I think that would be helpful. Do I think it would also be helpful for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama to talk about how we're all going to be okay and the nation needs to move forward and people need to deal with this and, you know, but violence is never the answer, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, I'm saying all of the above would I think be helpful, but I do think because the president-elect is the president-elect, and there is an opportunity for him to do a reset. You get an opportunity to when you win an election, to kind of reset and then start beginning to become the president you want to be. I think it would be helpful. I think it would be helpful for him, for what he wants to accomplish. I think it would be helpful for his presidency and the success of his presidency. One thing I know about Donald Trump, and I'm sure you guys agree, is he wants to succeed. He wants to be great as a president. Yeah. He wants to be reelected in 2020. He wants to achieve everything he wants to achieve. And I think the more united the country can be, the better for him. I'm not blaming him for some kid in Maryland getting beaten up completely horrifically because of a Trump T-shirt or hat or whatever you said. I'm not familiar with the incident. But I do think that as part of the overall climate of unity and coming together that needs to happen in this country, you know, the president-elect, I think, would be the most important voice.
Well, I didn't have a chance to ask a question today, but I thought the conversation y'all were having was really good. So I just want to say thank you, Jake. Always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jake.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.